I'm John Mattioli. I work for Kurzweil Educational Systems. And since I believe there are no marketing people from Kurzweil Engineering in the Kurzweil Educational in the room, we'll see if a software engineer can do the job. Kurzweil, we're showing version 9, which will be shipping later this summer in the booth. Version 9, as with version 8, sort of expands the kind of work that Kurzweil is trying to do. We've gone beyond just scanning and reading for a few reasons. First of all, people have asked us to. Second of all, scanning really isn't a whole lot of fun. It's a lot of work, and if you can get your information elsewhere and make sure it's good, good information, that's a great thing. So in version 9, one of the features I like quite a bit is encyclopedia access. We have, via the internet, access to the Columbia or Wikipedia encyclopedias. Wikipedia is an encyclopedia to which I don't know if anyone can contribute, but you know, it's not quite as controlled content, so its quality may not be quite as high, but it's out there, and you ought to have access to it, and now you do. Columbia is the Columbia Encyclopedia. Seems to have good information in there. I've looked up an awful lot of information in both, and it's great to have the information at your fingertips. Another thing that we've been doing for a while now is you can get information from Bookshare or from WebBraille. You can also get magazine information from WebBraille, not just books. You can get other publications like Access World direct through our system. None of this is really web browsing, but it is access to information that's on the web, and makes things a lot more convenient. In version 8, we added some support for different devices. We'd had other devices even before version 8, but in version 8, we added the book courier. In version 9, we added the book port from APH. So now you can transfer stuff that you scan or download from the web direct to those devices. One of the things that we have in version 9, which is proving very popular with people, is the optimization wizard. If you do have to scan, and sometimes you do, there's no getting around it, if you do have to scan, you can, instead of poking around with the settings yourself to try to find the best possible settings, you can ask us to do it for you. And what will happen is we'll scan the page several times, each with different combinations of settings, and attempt to determine in an automated way which settings are best for the material you're scanning. This is proving to be very popular with people. We've got a financial calculator. We've got a statistical calculator, we've got a scientific calculator, and we've got a four-function basic calculator. So you can do all kinds of calculations. And, of course, we've also improved the office automation type applications that we've included for at least one or two versions now, which is a fax application and a copier application. One thing I certainly should mention is we are, of course, as we do as frequently as possible, we're updating our OCR engines. We have now Fine Engine version 7, and we're now including the ScanSoft engine as well. The version number is escaping me. You caught that question just as it was coming out of somebody's mouth. RTK is no longer being included. However, if you have an old Kurzweil 1000 CD, we do allow you to continue using the RTK. So if you're upgrading, you will be able to use RTK, and you'll then have access to three OCR engines. What else? Our booth is number 53. And since the marketing people aren't here, I can say that we're making the world a cooler place, so you'll have to come by and get one of our fans that we're giving out. It will blow your hat off. It might very well.
You don't have your mints anymore, though.
You know, we were really popular. People were starting to think that what we did was mints, because we gave out mints for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years in a row. So this year we're doing fans, just so that we can make sure that the reading system remains most important in what we do. Kurzweil regularly buys scanners and tests them. The problem with what's going on with the mainstream scanner market is that people generally don't buy scanners to do 400 or 500 scans like you have to do to scan a book. People generally buy a scanner to scan a few pictures for their kids or of their kids or something. Production of a scanner would be an extremely expensive and difficult thing to do at this point, and I suspect that that's not in the cards. I remember those book edge scanners because I used one for a long time. The one that I particularly remember was done probably by Kurzweil Computer Products, you know, in a former incarnation of the company. But I doubt that that's on the market. You should look at our webpage for scanners that, you know, we do test them and give reports on how well they work.
Okay, thank you very much, John.